Command Show. Time now is 11:09. This is Chad and Messiah with a dollar off of God Burns Like Flesh. And in studio, live in studio, I have
Colonel. Oh, are we supposed to talk now? I'm sorry. We're having one of those silent radio conversations. Like, don't swear. Don't say any bad words.
I got Kern, Jason, and Bob, the famous bobbler that I've heard so much about since
the mighty, the atomic clock. Oh, sorry. No.
I think that's copywritten.
That's Gene Hoagland. Sorry. Sorry, Gene. Please don't be mad at me.
So you guys have some stuff going on, obviously, with Shatter Messiah coming on the show. And we'll talk about it. You got some EPs coming up and talk about what's going on with the band right now.
Well, right now we brought Bob into town. We have a whole bunch of quote-unquote old material or B-sides that we're just finished doing pre-production for. And we're going to record them and release them as two four-song EPs. The first one is cleverly titled as Four Off the Floor. As in the cutting room floor, and the other, and that'll be coming out before the end of the year. It'll be digital release, and I'll be able to order it like through our MySpace page and our .com page and all that. And then the other four song EP will be coming out, and that one even more cleverly titled "For More Off the Floor." So the well is not dry yet, kids. But it just we was out in Boston a few weeks ago for Bob's birthday party. And we realized we hadn't put out an album in about 3 years because we'd been waiting on our X record label to tell us when they wanted a third record or this or that, but they were busy going out of business, I guess. So they couldn't return emails and give us a heads up like, oh, yeah, we're not going to be putting out any records because, well, we don't put out records anymore. We fight off lawyers. But I don't know. I might be digging myself a hole here. It's all conjecture and heresy. Heresy? Heresy? But anyhow, so we decided to pick up these old tunes that are actually good tunes, but I just never felt we could get them to fit on a record in context with another album, you know, other songs. So the EP format is freeing us up to, you know, kind of throw a bunch of what we consider to be good songs and don't hold us to an album format. Like, well, how come you have this, you know, thrash death metal song, and how come you have this weird song, and, you know, there's no uniform feel to the album. So that's what's going on there. And then, of course, that's to, you know, let people know that we're still alive and not dead, since it has been 3 years since God Burns Like Flesh came out. And we're going to get ready to put out the third album, our third full-length album, in October of 2011, I think, is the release date we got from our new record label,
which we will not be naming tonight.
That's going to have to wait. So, and of course, Bob and I, being the ever zealous metal monkeys that we are, decided to jump off the cliff of sanity, and we have a new project that we're doing with the Sailor of Metal from Boston, which we can't tell you his name because we're not allowed yet. And but we wrote a whole album, or we've started to write an album, and we're going to track that as well. So Bob leaves on the 11th. So the countdown has begun. We have two four-song EPs and a 10-song record to record.
It's going to be great.
6 days. 6 days. It's going to be huge. We don't have nearly enough alcohol.
So, well, do you have any? I mean, you guys just did a tour back in, I believe, April and May.
Yeah, the Dallas or Die.
And you know, how did that tour go for you?
Awesome.
There we go. Yeah.
It was awesome. Yes.
The soulless one speaks.
Jason just keeps telling me about conversations that we had that I just don't remember. There was just an alcoholic haze of at least 3 weeks of my life I'm going to never get back.
Bob only drove like once, and it was during the span when we played three shows in 24 hours.
Yeah, the 52 hours of no sleep.
We were black flagging it, baby. I felt like if I'd met Henry Rollins at that point, he'd be like, "You guys can hang." Hank approved.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that Jason actually sang it at a gig.
Well, that's actually another reason why.
Well, let's first of all take that word "sang" out.
Jason,
vocals.
We were Carcass for a night. It was great. What's really awesome is we sold a bunch of CDs that night, and we're all sitting there going, you know, these people are going to get this album home and be mad. They're like, this isn't the band we just heard. But no, Jason, it was that's a long story, but a good one. No, the whole tour was really good, man. I mean, despite all the chaos and the challenges, and the you know, Texas was brutal. Not the heat, just the guy who booked the tour, me. Sorry, did some pretty kooky routing where there were a lot of 10-hour drives between shows, and you know, getting to the next gig at 8 in the morning just in time to play at 9 in the morning, and then having to blaze out an eight-hour drive to get to the next gig. Yeah.
Then there was that one gig in the Marriott Trench.
Yeah. The Marriott Trench, yes. Metalocalypse allowed us to play in their metal submarine.
Well, we're going to play a track off of Shatter Versailles' first album. This is Frailty.
And
that is Shatter Versailles with Frailty, and off of the first album, Never to Play a Servant.
Yes.
So,
yes, it is.
So, do you have any as far as for the next upcoming album, do you have any titles for it or any details behind it?
We're thinking of calling it Van Halen 2. We're assuming that that'll help with our album sales. We're not sure. No, actually, I mean, that's the smart aleck answer. No, we don't have any rock title yet for the album. We do have all the songs, though, which is kind of cool, and we're actually getting into album number 4 as far as the songs that we have.
Or we could just do 4 off the floor for the next.
I thought this one was going to be called Satan Smells Like Fish.
Well, we do have the name in a hat track that we could do. I'd throw in Hugs and Kisses Are Good. But, you know, somebody always ruins it with, like, Satan Fish over here. The soulless one, Jason, and his Satan Fish. Rose is fine, moving on.
Now, when are these EPs slated to come out? When do you guys want to release them?
Well, the cool thing is that we're getting to release them independently, so we're just doing it on our own, because we're, you know, no record label that I know of would be willing to put the promotion and effort into 2 separate 4-song EPs, all within like a 6-month span. So the first one's going to come out either November, December. I want to get it out before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, I want to get out like January, February. Within a couple of months or a couple of weeks of the first 4 off the floor EP. So that's the battle plan.
Now, have you, what kind of projects are you working on? I know you got a studio and stuff like that, and you're probably working with bands, and, you know, maybe talk about what you have working and going on in the studio as far as what bands are going on in there. And
well, of course, I got Shatter Messiah going on right now, so I got Bob's drum session for the next 6 days, and then also that other project that shall remain nameless, even though it will be amazingly awesome, and we'll let you know as soon as we can. teaser. But I got those 2 projects going on. I have a young local band from north of Cleveland called Anatoth in the studio right now. We're actually just about finished with vocals on them, and then we go to mix, so their album will be done by the end of September. And then the mighty co-conspirator, we're into the vocal phase of things with their album, so we've got all the war guitar done, all the 7 and 8 string guitar done, the drums are finished and all that, and just tracking the singer. So that album should be getting finished up here pretty soon as well, and that album should be getting like a worldwide release. A friend of mine runs a record label and is interested in putting out that album. So that's really cool news for those guys, because they are definitely the overlords of chaos metal here in Ohio. Nobody does what they do, and even if people try, they still couldn't do it as good as what those guys do. and that's it, besides, you know, serious liver abuse and alcohol consumption.
So, you know, Jay, you also just joined At No End, and talk about how that happened for you.
They paid me a lot of money.
I officially hate At No End. They stole my bass player. Can all burn in hell.
That's
right. Jack and I are going to have words in the streets of Cleveland. Just kidding.
Do you think he's listening right now?
Probably not. You never know. I mean, Jack's kind of a funny dude. You never know when he's going to tune in and hear stuff. But no, actually, Jack was over at the studio just yesterday. He came down and was barking some vocals over a song that we have kicking around for fun. And, yeah, so, no, everything's good for me.
I just got a text from him. He said he's outside waiting for
you. The pit bull of Cleveland hardcore.
I love how that was my question, and he just talked all over it as he does.
Well, go ahead and finish answering the question. I just interjected that they have a heavy price to pay for stealing my bass player.
Is he still talking?
Yeah, he's, you know, anyhow. So, yeah, how I joined NOA. I hate this guy. I hate him so bad. Couple months ago, unfortunately, their bass player, Donnie, had to leave. He had some family commitments and things that he had to do. So they gave, since we toured with them back in April, Shadow Messiah and At No End toured together, they gave me a call. Jack says I was the first person he had in mind. You know, he knew, you know, that I can probably handle the material all right and knew how to handle myself on stage. So they called me, and I was thrilled, because I think they're a great band. I love both their albums they got out, and so now I'm in there. We just did a CD release party a couple weeks ago at Peabody's. It was a great show and good turnout. And
ridiculously good turnout.
Yeah. So that's pretty much that's how it is, you know. That's how it went.
And now Jason's in a band that actually practices. He's in hell. Really? Once a week?
Every week with these guys. And every week I got to know a new song, too.
The good news is if we ever tour with them again, we'll have more room in our van because he can ride with them.
That's right, and it's less equipment to bring. There won't be two bass rigs, just one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is just working out great.
You still want to kill him for stealing the bass player?
No, that's a joke.
I'm just kidding. Bob, do you ever talk?
No. No, he's... If you hear a clicking in the background, that's him drumming. Yeah.
Well, anyway, here's the other thing is, dude, are you ever going to play The Dirge of the Christ live?
I'm going to say
how much money you got? I'm not all getting paid anymore. You know, just pay me.
I don't know. You know, if I say no, we'll never do it, and then, you know, I'll end up eating my word, so... It's not in the foreseeable future. How's that?
Okay.
In the next year, we're going to have about 18 new songs being released with the two EPs and the upcoming album. And then there's two other albums, and you start to run out of, you know, stage time. And how many songs can you fit live? And what songs do you not play? And what songs do you play? And so... Probably not.
He's just afraid. He can't remember the parts.
That's a very true statement. I can't remember any of the parts of any of the songs. Should have seen me doing pre-production demo scratch tracking to click tracks yesterday and today. I kept, you know, spending hours trying to work out a part that I literally had written last week.
This is the same guy that forgot a riff 2 seconds into writing it. We wrote a riff, played the riff for about 10 seconds, jammed on it. Oh, this is great. Mid-riff, he forgets it and starts writing something else. He's like, what was that riff we were playing?
Is your pick making too much noise, dude? I mean, is it that
bad? I firmly believe I have short-term memory loss from too much headbanging on stage. It couldn't possibly have anything to do with alcohol at all. No.
I've had to flush out every one of our songs to learn the 20 songs of At No End. I've had to flush out all the Shadow Messiah stuff to make room. I've already forgotten all the songs that we played on the tour.
Remember when I learned how to make homemade wine and I forgot how to drive? Oh, you were just drunk. Well, yeah, but...
Well, we're going to play The Dirge of the Christ here next, and we'll be back. It's my favorite song ever by you guys.
Yeah, we'll play that one.
I'll tap it live for you right now in the studio.
We'll do it a cappella.
All right, here you go, everybody. And we're back to Rock and Metal, The Dirge of the Christ by Shattered Messiah off of God Burns Like Flesh. You want to give a shout-out to somebody, correct?
Yes, to my most hated foe, our new guitar player, FNG Pat Gibson.
The Nemesis.
Hey, how's that Maker's Mark treating you there?
He's probably a couple of shots in already. Hey, Pat, how you doing, man?
Hi, Pat.
Yeah, Pat's a good guy. Mike, our new singer, Mike Duncan, brought him up to audition for just the touring slot position for Shadow Messiah, and because we, you know, have made some mistakes with offering the gig to certain people or having certain people play guitar for us that aren't able to play guitar. Mm-hmm. And so this time around, we were like, you know, maybe we'll just go as a four-piece and, you know, just to hire a guitar player to do it. And Pat came out and was more than a trooper. He's a good guy. We got along really well. He really was gung-ho about it.
Solid guitar player.
Worked super hard to get the parts exactly how I wanted them.
And put up with crying.
And put up with me, because everyone knows I'm not a very easy guy to put up with. I'm a jerk.
You're not that bad. Come on.
Shut up. I'm talking over here. You finished yet? Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the Tony show? No!
You're not so
bad. Anyway, let me just finish my story.
Okay, that's cool.
Three of you jokers in your clown shoes. Sorry, I'm doing the fat man Dom Delavis up. No, so anyhow, Pat really knocked it out of the park, and I think we had got home from the last show, and it was like 4 in the morning. We were all delirious with tour exhaustion and had finished, like, figuring out how much money we'd actually lost on the tour. And we were like, hey, we're actually ahead. Woohoo! You know, we didn't come home penniless. And at that point, we kind of looked. Bob and Jay and I were back in the control room of the studio. It's like, should we just tell Pat he's in the band or what? All right, let's see. Let's ask him if he even wants to do it. So we suckered him in when he was delirious from lack of sleep and food and had been beaten up and exhausted on tour for three weeks. And he's like, yeah, I'd love to, man. That'd be great. I'm sure he's regretting it now. Because we know where he lives. Pat, do you hear me?
Pat,
I'll find you. Okay. Oh, what? You look like you have something you need to say.
Hey, man. Dude, I think the best quote that Curran ever said to me was that I was recording, and we were doing these harmony parts, and he goes to me, because I kept messing a part up, and Chris wanted to change it, whatever, but I remember him going, Wax is going to be done with his 700 songs, 100 albums by the time you get done.
Yeah, Wags is a quick worker. Yeah, he's quick. Drum McGraw.
So we're gonna play another track here. This is Tomorrow Immortal off of God Burns Like Flesh.
Jason's favorite song.
It's my favorite, yes.
Also one of my favorites as well. That is Tomorrow Immortal by Shatter Messiah. And
totally self indulgent song.
It's a nightmare getting that song finished.
Stonehenge.
And Bob is still complaining about it. There's the hangout from the demo that's not on the finished record. Shut up, man. I had to mix that album in 36 hours straight. And then my girlfriend at the time wouldn't go and buy me alcohol.
Didn't you have a special announcement you wanted to make?
Yes.
Right now, just now?
Who wants to make this? This is actually pretty important. This is a serious thing we're going to do here.
Pat, you're fired.
Yeah, that's it. We've had it. We introduced Pat. See what a great guy is, and he's fired.
That's it. You're out.
Yeah, I've decided that Pat needs to be fired so I can hire him back just so I can fire him again. He's a maker's mark ambassador. His diplomatic immunity does not cover employment and Shatter Messiah.
He was halfway into the bottle when we started, and now he's done.
Yeah.
It's gone. He heard that, and
his Facebook profile would be him swinging from a rafter.
Come tomorrow.
Now you said Mike had brought him up, and you know, did you have to audition a lot of people as far as like, you know, getting people down there to?
I went through like 6 or 7 would be potential guys. I even had a couple guys from like out of state who were like, "Hey man, I'll come up and do it." All right, cool. And then you know, when it comes down to brass tacks, everybody, you know, nobody can hack it for some reason. I guess because I'm an intolerable jerk.
You said it.
Shut up. Not, you know, if I fire you from Shadow Messiah, it's not like you got another band to go to.
Or two others to go to.
Hey, I missed it.
Now, what is it? Like, between the two of us, we got like 5 bands going on or
something?
It's
something like that. Between At No End, Shadow Messiah, King Bong, The Tremendous, and what else?
You said 5. Oh, I said like 5. So it's 4.
4.
We got 4 bands between the two.
Jay's trying to exaggerate.
I said like 5. That doesn't mean exact 5. Hello? And speaking of side projects, plug time. You got the new band going on.
The Tremendous.
Yeah, The Tremendous. Got that.
We put a song tonight off of it, actually.
Thank you very much. Which one?
Earth Becomes Sun.
Hey, the opening track off that.
Actually, we played 3 songs that you produced.
Yeah, you are playing. You are buttering me up here. What's going on? You got
nothing?
I mean, all right. I do freelance production work. You can reach me at currentproducer@gmail.com. Plug, plug, plug. Now, the Tremendous, we got a show coming up this month. I forgot the date. It's on my Facebook page. I'm worthless like that. But also, our debut EP came out a couple weeks ago as well. The Tremendous is huge. And you can find all the music and everything at thetremendous.com. So that's my shameless plugging.
I got a few. At Noah's got some shows coming up.
Bring it. Plug it, man.
We've got the Front Street Tavern, I believe, in Berea on the 18th of this month.
Hey, that's here! In the city of Berea?
That's actually not that... Yeah.
Are we in Berea?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the area, so...
Are you reading Cliff Notes?
That's actually like you can walk there from here.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, all right. Beware Berea.
So the 18th, come on down. It's a free show. All of these are going to be free shows. So that's a Saturday night, the 18th of this month. The 25th of this month, we are at 69 Taps in Medina. And then another big show at Peabody's, October 2nd, with Stud Bulls Disco Biscuits.
They must be from the same camp as I wrestled a bear once in the bands with worst band name categories.
Sorry, guys. I don't know the Disco Biscuit guys, but, you know, from what I've heard, they're pretty cool. So, according to Jack, and I'll have to check them out. But, that's the 18th Berea, the 25th here in Medina, and then the 2nd at Peabody's. Free shows, each and every one of them.
I often ask myself when I hear band names like that, do they just break out a boggle set and figure it out from there? Or do they put, like, serious, serious thought into these goony names that, you know, man, if your band hits it at all, you're stuck with that name forever.
You mean like our one band, King Bong?
King Bong? Yeah, the stoner rock band that Jay and I play in? Yeah, we're doomed. Doomed forever to be the unofficial, unoriginal King Bong. Stupid.
that was meant to be stupid. That's our fun band, you know, when we're tired of all that.
Of course, players. If any of those bands like Shatter Messiah and want to take us out on tour with them, dude, you guys are awesome.
Well, we're going to play really quick. We're going to play the song Crucify Freedom. We'll be back right after this.
Crucify Your...
And that's Crucify Freedom off of Shatter Messiah's album, Never to Play a Servant. And we've got about a minute and a half left. Anything last things you guys want to say?
Hello, or is it Das Vidanya?
Das Vidanya.
To the metal maniacs out in Russia that are listening to us right now?
I was looking at the little globe online, and there's like 3-4 people listening in Western Russia.
That's awesome. Is that enough to go play a show there? Do you think?
I don't know.
If they pay us in vodka and AK-47s, we'll be there. Hey, man, it's hard to get a good AK-47 in this country, man. The way some movies lay it out, it's like they use them as doorstops in Russia. Nah, hey, we love vodka. That's Bob and I, that's our drink of choice. So, very hip. Yeah, I hope you guys like the new music. Make sure you post some comments on our forum pages when the new EPs come out.
Well, that's cool. Anything last words? Bob, you have anything to say?
This is Jack Burton with the Pork Chop Express. And
this is Egg Shen.
And Lo Pan. You were not put on this earth to get it, Mr. Burton.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on there, Lo Pan. Come on, Dave. What are you doing wrong? 6,000 years, you can't find one chick with green eyes to fit the bill? Come on, Dave.
Six demon bag.
Oh, great. Six demon bag. What's in that egg? Earth, fire, that kind of thing.
We're going to end off the interview hour. Hey, thanks for coming down.
Pat, 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 Pat. Is that enough times? Pat, hi, Pat, 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 Pat.
Hey, Pat, you still fired.
We're going to play All Saints and Sinners here.
Pat's on that one.
That's one of my favorite songs.